Good morning. It's a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. As we sit here in the cold breeze blowing through Washington, D.C., as the Washington Post says, Congress hits new levels of partisan rancor. Open hostility broke out among Republicans and Democrats in Congress amid growing fears of physical violence and looming domestic terrorism threats from supporters of Donald Trump, with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi leveling an allegation that dangers lurk among the membership itself. So much for unity.
Well, that's right, David. This is where the rubber hits the road. We do know that Donald Trump has put together a coalition of people who do not want to give up power to those who have traditionally not had it in this country. We saw black voters come out in record numbers and, frankly, elect Joe Biden. That very move was symbolic of our change in this country, and it explains why the Republicans are so crazy to maintain what they had, which was frankly white supremacy, and they are fighting like hell, but they don't have the numbers, which means they try something else. They try violence, they invade the Capitol, they extol Trump and his dangerous moves towards fascism and totalitarianism. That's who they are. They think they have their backs to the wall. That's why Joe Biden, as a moderate, offers the best potential. You know, David, you and I talked a lot. In the very beginning, when all of those Democrats were lined up trying to be president, I said that Biden was the one. And, you know, I know you can confirm that, but the reason I thought it is that this is a moderate country. Now, the Democrats are going to have lots of trouble because they have those among them who want immediate and fairly progressive change that Biden is afraid of. He'll get what he needs. He needs COVID relief. Of that, there is no question. The Democrats are going to pass that. It may be by a zero margin, maybe with the vice president voting herself in order to break the tie, but they'll get that. But some of the other stuff that people want, and they want it right now, they won't get. You'll get a fix to Obamacare. That you will get. Will you get universal health care for everybody in this country, which we ought to have? No, you won't get it because there aren't enough votes to have it. So this is a time when the Democrats have power, and if they don't screw it up, they can keep it.
But as you said, Trump is making this coalition. He's targeting Liz Cheney, the third-ranking Republican. The push comes as House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is working to shore up his relationship with the president. He met with Trump at Mar-a-Lago yesterday to discuss the midterm elections. You know, that's the goal, right? I mean, let's say no to most of this stuff until the midterms and get the House back if we can.
Not only the House, but the Senate.
Yeah.
You know, David, you're exactly right. We know that in the off-year elections, the president who is in power usually suffers a reversal. If that happens with the close margins in both the House and the Senate, there's a very good chance that the shoe will be on the other foot and that the Republicans will once again maintain control both in the House and the Senate. So the Democrats, if they want to keep it, have got to fight like hell. They can't sit back. They've got to remind everybody of the travesty that we've just come out of. This is going to be a very, very contentious election in 2022.
While this is going on, we're dealing with COVID-19, the pandemic. Dr. Fauci now says the situation, quote, potentially could get worse given the new variants. The one we're really worried about is South Africa, which has been found in the U.S., which it doesn't seem to respond to the vaccines as well. Many are getting vaccinated now, but this false sense of security can't prevail.
You're so right. Anybody who gets the shot and thinks they're off the hook is just wrong. Look, there is the potential for mutation of the virus. We know that. You have to wear a mask. Now people are calling for wearing double masks. We have to do what we can to save ourselves. And we know that it just took one case coming over here, and you see what we have in the United States right now. You get a couple of cases of the mutated virus from South Africa. Same thing could happen. What we don't know is how effective the vaccine is for those people who are going to get the new variant. And that could mean that we're going to be stuck with this thing. David, for a long time, people thought we would be out of this by the summer. That ain't going to happen. That's for sure.
No. And a growing problem for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo in New York, as the Cuomo administration has confirmed as of yesterday that thousands more nursing home residents died of COVID-19 than the state's official tallies had previously acknowledged. This came after a report by who? State Attorney General Letitia James, a fellow Democrat, who found the death count could be off by 50% because New York is one of the only states to count just those who died on nursing home grounds. The state health commissioner, Dr. Howard Zucker, for his part, said the report is clear that there was no undercount of the death toll. It's where they classified the deaths occurred. Your thoughts this morning on this? Democrats are outraged, and of course, Republicans are piling on.
David, if Cuomo has had a single problem in his contemporary political career, this is it. He was following the recommendations that he was given in terms of what to do with these patients. By putting them back in the nursing home, it turns out that people were put at risk. He talked about why he did it and what he did. Nevertheless, the smell of blood is in the air from those people who are so adamant that somebody has to be punished for this virus and what is happening.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. We've been together a long time, all of us in this listening area, in this region, and in order to keep it together, we've got to do our part.
Got to keep that light on. Look, David, we can't have a fund drive. We know that. The pandemic is here. We can't get people into the room. But we can knock it to the point where we're done weeks early. On Monday, we'll give you all the figures. All you have to do is stick a check into an envelope and send it to 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206, or go to wamc.org and do it that way. It'll be over in seconds. We are getting closer and closer, David, to being able to say no fund drive. And we have to, because we have no choice.